All right, for the most part, we do not think mental illness and then think cartoons. But for cartoonist Ellen Forney, the two came crashing together just before her 30th birthday.
That's when she was diagnosed with bipolar disorder. That diagnosis suddenly explained her supercharged highs and debilitating lows, and it's now the subject of Forney's graphic memoir, something like a graphic novel, but here, all true. It's titled Marbles, as in losing one's marbles, a hint that this memoir is both painful and funny. It opens just after a wild trip to a tattoo parlor leads Forney to a psychiatrist.
The psychiatrist was the one, after the second visit, told me that I was bipolar. And I didn't believe it briefly. We went through the symptoms together in the DSM, the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, basically the Bible of mental disorders. And when we went through the symptoms one by one, and it sank in. And it was just a very, very strange feeling to see what I had thought of, in particular when I was manic, as super duper me, exponentially me, very, very, very me. And to see it right there in a book.
Yeah, as a collection of symptoms.
Right, exactly.
And one of the first things you did was you found a list of some very famous writers and artists in history who had suffered from manic depressive illness or just depression. And at that moment in time, as you describe it, you got a membership card in what you call Club Van Gogh.
Yeah, I think that Van Gogh is really the ultimate crazy artist that we all think of. And so there was a certain sense of cred to being part of that lineage. I found that list both encouraging, and I felt like I had company. And at the same time, it was terrifying because all of these artists and writers who had done such brilliant work hadn't been medicated for the most part.
You have this fear or this notion that by treating your condition, you just might be medicating away your own creativity.
Well, for me, I don't think this is a spoiler for the book, but I find that stability is good for my creativity. There are different artists that I found that feel differently. Poet Anne Sexton was one. It was her opinion that it was the responsibility of artists to feel intense pain so that we could express that for other people who couldn't express it themselves. But then, of course, she committed suicide as well. So if you're talking about how creative someone with a mood disorder can be, that really cuts short your creativity and productivity if you cut your own life short.
You know, the words and the pictures entwine in this graphic memoir, mm-hmm. a little like a dance. It really seems like you could never have told the story in any other way than this. There's one cartoon in the book where you are being literally swept into mania. That is, you're a little character in a little boat. Can you describe it for us?
Sure. On the left side of the page, there's this sense of what stability is about. There's a house and a dock. And then swooping over onto the right side of the page is me desperately reaching for the dock with the rope that had secured me there broken, and knowing that I was swept into this depiction that I did of mania, which is this big cloud of mermaids and hearts and stars and swirls and whoosh. And I could feel that I was slipping, that I was becoming unmoored, and there was really nothing that I could do to keep that from happening.
Well, you would think that most of this book on both the manic and the depression moments might be hard to be part of, hard to read. But in fact, there's quite a bit of joy and humor in this book.
It was very important to have humor in the book. For one, it's much easier to take in a difficult story if there's relief. There's a relief in being able to laugh. Like, for instance, in the book, there's a scene where, because of my health insurance that didn't cover mental health, I had to go to the cheapest place for my meds that I could find, and that was Costco. And so I would, very depressed, have to drag myself down to this huge, brightly lit, full of enormous tubs of peanut butter and Twizzlers, and I would go to the pharmacy there. And they did this thing at the time that I hope they don't do anymore, which is, with all of the rest of the people around, they call your name, your full name, Ellen Forney. And to make sure that they have the right prescription, they say, lithium. And so that kind of thing, maybe it wasn't funny at the time. And I would have to say it was not funny at the time. In retrospect, just the absurdity of it. Very funny.
Well, I'm looking at the frame, and besides, here's your lithium, Miss Forney. There's a little sign above your head that says, like a blinking on and off sign saying, crazy.
Yes, exactly, exactly. That's what I was trying to balance in this book, to give a sense of what it was like at the time. I was feeling so lost in the beginning, and I had no idea if things were going to be okay. And now at this point, I know, looking back, that they are.
Cartoonist Ellen Forney, her new graphic memoir is called Marbles. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Renee, so much for having me.
And you can see some of the cartoons from Forney's graphic memoir at npr.org. It's Morning Edition from NPR News with Renee Montagne. I'm Steve Inskeep.